Good morning. It is time again for the Dr. Leslie Show. We are your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Listeners, I welcome you today. This is a time of community joining together again with our soul family around the world. We are 90 countries strong and 50 states in the United States of America. You are joined by your soul family now. This is an important weekend because in the United States, we are celebrating Labor Day weekend, and it's really, in essence, the celebration and actually bringing forward a sense of reverence and acknowledgement for community and what we all are contributing to as a whole. And today we have our very honored guest, Judy Satori, on the phone. We're going to have Judy contributing to our conversation today. I'm so glad that you're here, Judy, today, and bringing with you, obviously, your connection to the Holy Spirit and divine words about our topics today. How are you, Judy?
I'm really well, thank you, Leslie. And hello, everybody who's listening today. It's great to be on the phone with you.
Wonderful to have you, as it always is. And Judy, we welcome you back to the United States and realize that you've only been back for a short time now. So, and we welcome you into one of our national holidays, a federal holiday that we're celebrating this weekend and on Monday. And most people see it as the time of wrapping up their summer vacations, of getting together with family one more time before some of the kids go back to school. Some of them are already back in school. And barbecues and gathering together. So what does Spirit have to say about this special time of honoring community and family and what we're contributing together?
I think, Leslie, what they most want to do is remind us that even though we consider ourselves to be individuals and we have our own little personality self and our own body, and if we are really all one, and as time is going by, you know, as we are moving more into this new time on the earth, we are increasingly being asked to realize that what we think and what we put out in, with our consciousness into the world is picked up by others, and it affects what we think and what we create with our minds. It's actually affecting everybody. You see, we are really being required now to really monitor our thoughts and our consciousness and what we put out into the world with our speaking, and understand that everything energetically that goes out from our mind or from our voice is being received by others. And that energy, if it is whole and loving and aligned with truth and love and light, will come back to us in equal measure. But if these thoughts that go out from us are aligned with discord or stress or fear, then they will also come back to us in equal measure, and they'll also be received by other minds as discordant energy vibration. So we are really being asked to choose whether we want to live and walk and be in a whirlpool of discordancy, or whether we want to live and exist and put our energy into creating a environment around us which is of peace and unity and light. It's important. And I think this is why all of us are going through a time of testing right now. It's not that spirit are testing us. It's that our own higher soul aspects are testing us to see whether we can actually get it and move through a new doorway into a more expanded, more enlightened way of being. I think you'd agree, Leslie, that we are all... Well, I know that the people that I've spoken to are going through these experiences, and I've been going through them myself, where I am really being required to catch myself in each moment with what I'm thinking and what I'm putting out.
Mm. Oh, so I'm having a couple of thoughts come to mind, Judy, as you're speaking about this from the Bible. First of all, where we are told that we reap what we sow, so that, you know, just as it is with earth, the seeds that are planted, the thoughts and the intentions and even the words that we bring out actually come back to us, sometimes immediately, and sometimes after a season, but we're always going to be bringing back to us that which we are contributing. So being aware and conscious about it is obviously very important, especially if we want to live happy, joyful lives. And also, I was thinking of, you know, the golden rule to treat others as we would want to be treated ourselves, so that, and love thy neighbor, basically. So what I'm getting as I hear you bring through this guidance from the Holy Spirit is just really about becoming even more aware and responsible for what we're bringing to the party, what we're bringing to the community, what we're bringing to our family, our neighborhood, our country, and knowing that whatever gifts we're putting forward, whether they're sweet or sour, we're going to be receiving them back. And if we all become more accountable to ourselves and obviously to the Holy Spirit, you know, to our own soul's highest purpose, walking in the divine path, that we are going to be seeing the world transform from what we put into it if we bring ourselves together as a group effort to put forward the highest frequencies, the highest thought, and the highest word. That's what comes to my mind when you're speaking about these things.
I totally agree, because the transformation that we wish to create in the world really has to begin with the transformation within us. The transformation, the changes that we want to make in our reality and within our life really begin by changes that are created within. It's incredibly freeing. It's quite magical, really, because it allows us to truly take control and know that we are the author of our own reality, and we can truly make changes just by changing the way that we think. It's interesting, because you might think that, we might think rather, that when we change the way that we think, nothing happens. I mean, I can give you an example. I was on the road today and the GPS failed. I don't quite know why. And I got rather lost. And I just said to Spirit, please show me the way, because I can't follow the GPS anymore. It's not working. And I stopped at a little garage, and a man said, oh, can I help you find the way? And then I went further down the road, and I couldn't find which motorway exit to get on. And there was a policeman sitting there to show me the way. It's like when we let go and we let God, miracles really do happen. I'm seeing them really manifesting in my own life. Just by relaxing and letting go the struggle of I'm feeling that I have to do it all. It's quite magical.
You know, it's amazing to hear you say that. I was just having this very conversation with a client that I'm working with this evening, and she was really discussing the plight that she was in. And we were engaging with the Holy Spirit's guidance together to answers about what to do when we get into that unbalanced state where we have that kind of cyclical energetic cycle happening, to where we feel out of balance and upset and turbulent. And so that's what we put out, and then that's what we get back, and then we feel further out of balance. So that's what we put out, and that's what we get back. And her question was, you know, what do I do at this point? To be honest, she had a situation where an old bill that had not been paid with the power company, and let's just say she's in a real struggle financially, and her power was cut off. She didn't even know that things had been set up the way they were when there was a transfer of properties, that she was still being billed for someone else's usage. And all of a sudden, when she has it hooked up somewhere else, her power is suddenly stopped. So it's a real shock for her, and she's having a real hard look at what to do next with her life. And the answer that came through was, at this moment, the best thing to do is whatever the nearest choice is to bring relaxation, so that we can stop that circuit, that feedback loop of distress, So that even if we need to do something that's different than our highest choice for ourselves in the intermediate time, what's important, what she's decided to do, where she's actually building her own business and developing quite a lovely career path, but it's not fully supporting her as she needs to yet, instead of keeping on pressing forward in angst to try to have that happen when it seems like one block after another is showing up for her, that it would be a rightness that she temporarily get a part-time job that's easy and flowing, that allows for basic, you know, circumstances to be taken care of, not because that is her final solution, but because it will break that feedback loop to where she goes into ease. And once she goes into ease, once we start relaxing, we can easier access that even flow frequency that starts drawing back to us loving goodness and the miracles that happen. I find that in my own life, when I get out of balance and get upset about things, suddenly more and more upsetting things come to me until I find a way to find peace in the midst of that. And often, you know, there's a little step that will help bring us peace. And as soon as we do something to help bring peace, let that be our central focus. And then we can start getting into the blessings again.
Yes. I think there's a little word that's coming to my head, Leslie, and the word is acceptance. Because really, there's nothing really bad and there's nothing really good. It's how we view it. It's our attitude towards it.
Absolutely.
And so if we look at unpleasant circumstances in our life and we bless those circumstances and we look at maybe what we could have done differently, but then we just don't react to it. We just see it as, okay, that's interesting, and thanks, and here's this other one coming along, that's interesting. But and then we just affirm that right action always happens in our life, and blessings and love always flow to us, and money is always there in our reality. You know, that vibration will supersede the discordant energy of fear within us, which attracts what we don't want. It's almost like a knowing, and I'm just starting to really, really get this much more clearly in my own life, where you just know that everything is okay and that everything is taken care of. And there this is like just blessings pouring in towards you.
Yeah.
And they will. It's a total belief and a total knowing and a total surrender to allowing God and the energy of the Holy Spirit to totally work miracles in your life, and just know that they will.
And you know, the word that comes to me when you're saying these things, Judy, is trust. Is trust. And Jesus said, if we have the faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. So it's, you know, doesn't it all fit together that when we can move into even just a little bit of trust, and what you said about acceptance, about allowing, about dropping our angst and judgment about how things should have been different, and actually opening up our hearts to looking for the gift and being able to have peace about what's happening. Judy, when you link, as you did so beautifully, the inner voice or the inner state of being translating holographically into what is our world on the outside, what we're actually manifesting, it brings to mind the interview that we're getting ready to share in a moment. This was the recording made when we were both in New Zealand earlier this year with the lovely Waitaha lady, Kira. And she speaks to us of the beautiful history of the Waitaha. She is basically a guardian of the teachings of the Waitaha, and they were all about peace. And what's occurring to me now, Judy, as we're speaking of it, is that their push, their mission, their stand through the eons for peace would actually be the same frequency that translates into a new world with a new reality that comes from the inner peace and then creates without blessings and goodness and ease and peace amongst others as a community. It translates out into our world as a beautiful manifestation.
As individuals, as you say, because then that transformation is holographically mirrored out into our reality. And, of course, we all understand the 100 monkey principle. What we are creating within our own being is received and entrained into others. So it starts with us, really.
Absolutely, it does. It starts with us, really. So, Judy, we're just going to take a break for a moment. Listeners, stay tuned. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Judy Satori. We'll be right back.
I'm Judy Satori, and the other day I had a wonderful gift come to me. It was 4 different flower remedy mists given to me by Kathy Smith of CreatingHarmonyLLC.com. And what you do with these mists is you spray them on your neck, on the front or the back of your neck, and you breathe in the energy. And I must say, I was really staggered at how amazing they are. I used the meditation essence, and I sprayed it around my head and on my neck when I was doing my meditation. And I immediately felt a sense of stillness and calm come over me. But there's also flower remedy mists for grief, fear, and anxiety. And to help us release all these stresses from our life, I think this is a fabulous tool. We're all trying to create the good life. And that's what CreatingHarmonyLLC.com and Kathy's work and her products is all about.
Dr. Leslie, I was a very needy person, and since having her assistance, I have had a huge breakthrough in my self-confidence, self-esteem, and ability to feel complete within myself. People are noticing how different I am without knowing I had done anything. I get comments from others asking, what is different? I smile and tell them, go see Dr. Leslie. I also receive guidance to my life path and clear answers to questions I had about my life from the Holy Spirit. If you are looking for clarity or a breakthrough in your life, I recommend you call Dr. Leslie for a spiritual attunement session today.
This is Dr. Leslie. If you want to release what's holding you back in life, get a deeper experience in your own spiritual walk, or to receive insights into patterns that have been occurring in your life, I can help. Consider me a phone line between you and heaven, and feel free to dial up for your God answers. Call me for your spiritual attunement session on 980-202-1055. Or contact me through the website bridgeholistichealing.com. Again, that's 980-202-1055. 980-202-1055. Blessings and walk sacred. And welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness. Judy, we're jumping right back into conversation with you. Listeners, we're in the midst of the conversation about changing our world by changing our inner state. Judy?
Leslie, when we truly get that and really understand that the transformation, the changes that we want to make in our reality and within our life really begin by changes that are created within, it's incredibly freeing. It's quite magical, really, because it allows us to truly take control and know that we are the author of our own reality, and we can truly make changes just by changing the way that we think. It's interesting because you might think that, we might think rather, that when we change the way that we think, nothing happens. I mean, I can give you an example. I was on the road today and the GPS failed. I don't quite know why. And I got rather lost. And I just said to Spirit, please show me the way because I can't follow the GPS anymore. It's not working. And I stopped at a little garage and a man said, oh, can I help you find the way? And then I went further down the road and I couldn't find which motorway exit to get on. and there was a policeman sitting there to show me the way. It's like when we let go and we let God, miracles really do happen. I'm seeing them really manifesting in my own life. Just by relaxing and letting go the struggle of I'm feeling that I have to do it all. It's quite magical.
You know, it's amazing to hear you say that. I was just having this very conversation with a client that I'm working with this evening, and she was really discussing the plight that she was in. And we were engaging with the Holy Spirit's guidance together to answers about what to do when we get into that unbalanced state where we have that kind of cyclical energetic cycle happening to where we feel out of balance and upset and turbulent. And so that's what we put out. And then that's what we get back. And then we feel further out of balance. So that's what we put out and that's what we get back. And her question was, you know, what do I do at this point? To be honest, she had a situation where an old bill that had not been paid with the power company. And let's just say she's in a real struggle financially and her power was cut off. She didn't even know that things had been set up the way they were when there was a transfer of properties, that she was still being billed for someone else's usage. And all of a sudden, when she has it hooked up somewhere else, her power is suddenly stopped. So it's a real shock for her. And she's having a real hard look at what to do next with her life. And the answer that came through was, at this moment, the best thing to do is whatever the nearest choice is to bring relaxation so that we can stop that circuit, that feedback loop of distress. So that even if we need to do something that's different than our highest choice for ourselves in the intermediate time, what's important, what she's decided to do, where she's actually building her own business and developing quite a lovely career path, but it's not fully supporting her as she needs to yet, instead of keeping on pressing forward in angst to try to have that happen when it seems like one block after another is showing up for her, that it would be a rightness that she temporarily get a part-time job that's easy and flowing, that allows for basic, you know, circumstances to be taken care of, not because that is her final solution, but because it will break that feedback loop to where she goes into ease. And once she goes into ease, once we start relaxing, we can easier access that even flow frequency that starts drawing back to us loving goodness and the miracles that happen. I find that in my own life, when I get out of balance and get upset about things, suddenly more and more upsetting things come to me until I find a way to find peace in the midst of that. And often, you know, there's a little step that will help bring us peace. And as soon as we do something to help bring peace, let that be our central focus, and then we can start getting into the blessings again.
Yes. I think there's a little word that's coming into my head, Leslie, and the word is acceptance. Mm. Because really, there's nothing really bad, and there's nothing really good. It's how we view it. It's our attitude towards it.
Absolutely.
And so if we look at unpleasant circumstances in our life, and we bless those circumstances, and we look at maybe what we could have done differently, but then we just don't react to it. We just see it as, okay, that's interesting, and thanks, and here's this other one coming along, that's interesting. But and then we just affirm that right action always happens in our life, and blessings and love always flow to us, and money is always there in our reality. You know, that vibration will supersede the discordant energy of fear within us, which attracts what we don't want. It's almost like a knowing, and I'm just starting to really, really get this much more clearly in my own life, where you just know that everything is okay and that everything is taken care of. And there are these blessings pouring in towards a total belief and a total knowing and a total surrender to allowing God and the energy of the Holy Spirit to totally work miracles in your life and know, and just know that they will.
And you know, the word that comes to me when you're saying these things, Judy, is trust. Is trust. And Jesus said, if we have the faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. So it's, you know, doesn't it all fit together that when we can move into even just a little bit of trust, and what you said about acceptance, about allowing, about dropping our angst and judgment about how things should have been different, and actually opening up our hearts to looking for the gift and being able to have peace about what's happening. Judy, when you link, as you did so beautifully, the inner voice or the inner state of being translating holographically into what is our world on the outside, what we're actually manifesting, it brings to mind the interview that we're getting ready to share in a moment. This was the recording made when we were both in New Zealand earlier this year with the lovely Waitaha lady, Kira. And she speaks to us of the beautiful history of the Waitaha. She is basically a guardian of the teachings of the Waitaha, and they were all about peace. And what's occurring to me now, Judy, as we're speaking of it, is that their push, their mission, their stand through the eons for peace would actually be the same frequency that translates into a new world with a new reality that comes from the inner peace and then creates without blessings and goodness and ease and peace amongst others as a community. It translates out into our world as a beautiful manifestation. Now it's time for another quick break. We're going to come back shortly with an intro to our friend Kira of the Waitaha. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. In this era of community consciousness, the Dr. Leslie Show is an extension of the essence of love and unity. It is an example of generosity from the listeners who receive its gifts, those who receive blessings and benefits from the show. Your tithe towards this work of God is received with much gratitude, and my faith and trust to carry forward with this work increases with every cent. This show is supported by your love offerings and advertisements if you have a service or product you would like to put forward to this global heart-connected family. If you would like to give to keep this show alive, or if you would like to advertise your products or service, please contact us through the website bridgeholistichealing.com, bridgeholistichealing.com, and click on Love Offerings. Or call Dr. Leslie directly on 980-202-1055. That's 980-202-1055. Blessings and love.
This is Judy Satori, and I want to talk to you today about some incredible new Harmony flower remedy mists that came to me quite by accident. You spray them on the back of your neck, and what they do is they support you in finding alignment with the life you would most love to create, because they help to clear all this karmic miasmic patterning that we all have and are all releasing at this time. So as you breathe in the mists, you'll find that the agitation, if you have anxiety, or the fear, if you have fear, or grief, if you have grief, these emotions, which are really unpleasant and are really only part of a release, they release. So I highly recommend them, and I found the meditation spray excellent.
To order your Creating Harmony Flower Essence Mist, go to creatingharmonyllc.com or call us on 980-202-1055. 980-202-1055 to order your own mists. And welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness, with an intro to our friend Kira of the Waitaha. Judy?
It was beautiful meeting Kira in New Zealand because the Waitaha people were guardians of the sacred knowledge of Ontara. And Ontara, I discovered when I wrote the book, Sunshine Before the Dawn, Ontara was the place of the light where the peoples of Mu went to bring in the energy of God, of spirit, and of the higher dimensions into themselves. This is why New Zealand is such a special place to visit today, because when you go there, you really are activated with the energy that's still able to come through the portals there. So I really think that I hope that everybody will really enjoy listening to this interview.
Thank you, Judy. So we're going to turn the show now towards this recorded interview in New Zealand from April with Judy and I and our lovely friend Kira of the Waitaha people.
Kia ora koutou katoa, greetings and welcome from Waitaha. I'm Kira, and we came here and we travelled all around New Zealand, Aotearoa, and as our ancient Hawaiian family know us as Te Ao Marama, our land, the world of light. We travelled all around and we left some of our Waitaha families in the different areas. And as our family, our Māori family, came in the canoes and waka, we all intermingled and we lived together. And of course it has been in our ancient history that there are many that did not like the peace and did not like the vibration that we carried. Hence the reason why all that happened with Waitaha, many of us disappeared, mainly because of the angry ones coming to overtake us. And rather than stand and fight, we bowed our head beneath the spears and the weapons of destruction that came upon us. However, the ancient teachings of Waitaha is that whatever happened to us, we would still rise and carry the ancient wisdom and the seeds of peace. And whatever race or nation that we were conquered by, our only dream has always been that one day we would bring together, unite our seeds of peace, and that maybe it would help bring forward the peace even amongst the angry ones and those nations that did not want peace. And that is still our purpose and energy today, to still bring forth the energies and the blessings of peace, harmony, and unity to all. So, yes.
So it sounds like the Waitaha were the ancient bringers of the oneness consciousness that we're speaking of today, that all along the Waitaha spirit was about unity and bringing together. Now, this is my misunderstanding. So the Waitaha essence is that where the Waitaha people eventually moved out of physical and it's just been a spiritual heritage that's carried forward? Or is there a Waitaha people in their DNA now that's passed down quite purely?
Yes, there are. There are Waitaha. There are our Waitaha families still existing here and worldwide, because we totally believed in planting the seeds of peace throughout the world so that they would spring up in all nationalities. All nationalities. Waitaha is an inclusive nation. Everyone is included. The whole sole purpose of Waitaha is to bring the unity and oneness with all. There is no distinction of race, color, or creed. And hence the reason why many worldwide feel within them that they have that Waitaha lineage. And rest assured, dear ones, you do have that lineage. And I know many have come to me and they've said, oh, even though I live in Germany and I'm German and I still feel this such a strong. And I said, welcome home. Most certainly, the world of spirit is now opening the eyes of many of our Waitaha family. We call that Pipi Wharauroa, which means the seed that was sent to the other nations to help bring peace amongst all the different nationalities.
And would you say that this is part of the reason for people from Western cultures and Europe and America and all over the world feeling drawn to come to New Zealand, are a number of those people, Waitaha, who are being drawn to come home.
Yes, they're all coming home and they feel the longing to come here to the country because they know that in their spirits, their souls, they know that they're coming home. And hence the reason why when different ones come up to me and I just straight away look into their eyes and as the Waitaha, this is all part of our ways. For Waitaha, the old saying, wise saying is, be still and all keep your waters still because Waitaha are known as the water bearers. Keep your waters still. And when we talk about waters, we are talking about the waters of love and light. And keep still, be still, and your waters in the stillness. All the wisdom, all the ancient memories that come up through the waters, they are already within us all. Hence the reason why we are here to remind, to have those memories in our ancient waters, to stimulate, encode the memories that are still held in our waters. That is our purpose, to remind each other of the divinity that we are. Waitaha, we came directly from the stars. Beyond Egypt, we travelled through the continents, Easter Island, through down here, to the first light, to Te Ao Marama, Aotea, Aotearoa, the world, Aotea, the world, Aroa, of love, of light. Hence, to shine your light means to let your love flow through that the stars are reflecting through our hearts. And that's the true message of Waitaha.
So if we see the Waitaha as the human representatives of the true essence of the oneness and peace and unity for all of humanity, then could we see this time now as a time of awakening of the Waitaha in us all? As in the Bible, Jesus spoke of circumcision of the heart, when at that time the conversation was that the children of God was the nation of Israel, and they set themselves apart physically by the circumcision of the men. And Jesus spoke of being grafted in as all being the children of God through circumcision of the heart, the cutting away and the opening of the heart. And it seems that beyond that conversation is the awakening within of the Waitaha, of the awakening of the divinity essence within us that comes from the stars and is grounded in this land. Thank you for sharing the ancient message that is so pertinent for us now. Thank you, and thank you for being willing and your courage to come with such an open heart. Judy, can you speak to us in closing of this conversation? I feel that there's a heart message to come through.
Yes, Cecilia. I mean, guided to ask us to end with the singing of a beautiful heart-centered song. It's very appropriate to the Waitaha people. Te Araha.
Te Aroha. Te Whakapono. Te rangi marie, tātou tātoue. Te aroha, divine love. Te whakapono and truth. Te rangi marie, humility, Tatooey.
All of us, oneness.
Thank you.
I'm Judy Satori, and the other day I had a wonderful gift come to me. It was 4 different flower remedy mists given to me by Kathy Smith of CreatingHarmonyLLC.com. And what you do with these mists is you spray them on your neck, on the front or the back of your neck, and you breathe in the energy. And I must say, I was really staggered at how amazing they are. I used the meditation essence, and I sprayed it around my head and on my neck when I was doing my meditation. And I immediately felt a sense of stillness and calm come over me. But there's also flower remedy mists for grief, fear, and anxiety. And to help us release all these stresses from our life, I think this is a fabulous tool. We're all trying to create the good life. And that's what CreatingHarmonyLLC.com and Kathy's work and her products is all about.
Session I received from Dr. Leslie. I was a very needy person, and since having her assistance, I have had a huge breakthrough in my self-confidence, self-esteem, and ability to feel complete within myself. People are noticing how different I am without knowing I had done anything. I get comments from others asking what is different. I smile and tell them, go see Dr. Leslie. I also receive guidance to my life path and clear answers to questions I had about my life from the Holy Spirit. If you are looking for clarity or a breakthrough in your life, I recommend you call Dr. Leslie for a spiritual attunement session today.
This is Dr. Leslie. If you want to release what's holding you back in life, get a deeper experience in your own spiritual walk, or to receive insights into patterns that have been occurring in your life, I can help. Consider me a phone line between you and heaven, and feel free to dial up for your God answers. Call me for your spiritual attunement session on 980-202-1055. Or contact me through the website bridgeholistichealing.com. Again, that's 980-202-1055. 980-202-1055. Blessings and walk sacred. And welcome back, listeners. What a beautiful, blessed, blessed song, which is really, it's a sacred song of New Zealand, honoring the essence of the heart and of love. And we're back again with Judy Satori, of course, who is also originally from New Zealand. Judy, share with us more about this essence, about love and the heart coming from this song. This is quite a traditional song for the country, isn't it?
Yes, it's a really beautiful song. I think every person in New Zealand knows this song. And it really is about opening the heart and joining together at the heart with love, in bonds of love. Also, that's part of the New Zealand National Anthem, in bonds of love we meet. And we are all really meeting now in bonds of love as we join together with others and as we truly understand the interconnectedness which binds us all through the heart. And it's all about community and unity, really. But I feel, Leslie, that Spirit are prompting me now to bring some information and energy through to everybody who's listening. This is about the words that we touched on before, acceptance, surrender, and trust. And the energy is to help us become more accepting and trusting and surrendering so that we might let go of fear and truly connect to a new way of being, a way of being which is aligned with just pure love and allowing that love to flow from us so that our reality might change because of the energy changes that we are entraining into our reality. Just by being that love. So this is the energy, Leslie. And for all of you out there listening today, you just sit with your hands palm up or crossed over your heart chakra and just let the energy absorb into the cells of your body and into your body's energy field.
Thank you, Judy. We welcome what you bring through this transmission.
Nikia koko shilakia. Akaki isalaka tokushlosh. You see, spirit totally understand how hard it is for us as human beings to let go of the strife and the fear and the feeling that we have to create it all and be it all. Now, we don't. That's an illusion. So we're really being asked now to just open up to a new reality and understand that we are co-creating every aspect of who we are and what we put out into our world by tuning in and calibrating to a vibration which is God vibration and allowing that energy, which is God vibration, to literally merge with our vibration so that this God vibration is strengthening our vibration, and our vibration, when strengthened with God vibration, is creating a totally different vibration out into the ethers around us. This new vibration put out into the ethers around us, which is more aligned with love, peace, abundance, and all that is what's called coherent energy, is then going to attract back that same coherent energy into our world, into our day-to-day reality, just like a boomerang coming back. This is the energy around it. This is how it works energetically. So the spirit want to bring now some energy through, which is going to align us with these coherent, when I say coherent, all that means is ordered or balanced. And these coherent vibrations are the vibrations of truth, which is our own ability to connect to our own authentic truth, oneness, which is unity with ourselves, unity with others, strength, which is the capacity to stand in our heart-centered strength and live our truth, and a state of relaxation and acceptance, which is to do with surrender, so that we diminish the fear vibration, which is held within us, and distorts the positive outcomes of what we want to create. Because if we're vibrating with fear and we're trying to put out a positive vibration that attracts back goodness into our life, then that positive vibration is broken up and it doesn't work as well. You see, it doesn't come back to us like the boomerang as clearly. And so our life doesn't change as rapidly in a positive way. So these are the energies that Spirit want to bring through now, Leslie, and listen. Just relax.
Thank you.
Niko, kisela kisela kustaza galaba kustia. Akasete kasel shala sama shtena bala kushelang na matfunya. Kasetia, kasetia, sato kada batuk sola, batuk sama kushtena maransukya. Letzete kada bishtet kada kada batuk shet kushera batuk kada batuk shet kushera batuk shera batuk kada batuk ki. Kasla kisela kaset kushtaza kada batuk sola kada tsadiya. Akaki fisa kada shet kada batuk sadiya. Kasete kada kushet kada batuk yakiya. Shit kada batuk zete kada batuk yasitiya. Kosher kada batuk setiya kada batuk sar kada batuk seatiya. Kosher kosher kada batuk sir kada batuk seatiya kada koloya. Kosher kada sabal kada sokolo kosher kada sar kada kosheliya. Nokola sete kosher kada batuk sol kada shtiya. Kola kizel kada sete kosher kada batuk sol kada batiya. Kosu kosiya. Kosu yasiya. Kosu yasiya kada sete kada sabal kosheliya. Kosala kada sete kosher kada sete kada batuk si. Nokoya. Nokoya.
What a blessing, Judy. Thank you for bringing through that transmission with the essences of truth, oneness, strength, and surrender, which may be like a seeming dichotomy, and yet, obviously, they come together to create magic in our world. Thank you and bless you for bringing that through. Do you have another word about that for us in closing today?
Just that it would be good to listen to this energy activation. It would be good if it was separated out and put on the website, your website, my website, maybe out on Facebook, because I think it would actually really help people when they listen to this get back on track. You see, it brings you back to your soul's path. It brings you back to your authentic truth. And it gives momentum to make the changes that we want to make in our life, which are aligned with that authentic truth. So it'd be really good to have that as a separate little transmission, I think, Leslie, that people, we could all listen to when we felt we were going astray and getting wobbly.
Fantastic. So we'll do that, Judy. And so listeners, keep in touch. We will be letting you know when we have this activation clip up on the website. So that would be bridgeholistichealing.com and thesoundoflight.com. And we'll put it out there on Facebook. If you haven't friended Judy Satori, go online and do it now. And you can get a number of these activations through your Facebook and also website connection with her. Again, this is a very important weekend for us to jointly focus our attention towards our community. This is Labor Day weekend, about what we are contributing as we diligently move forward with our own soul path, that which we're laboring to bring forth and what fruits are coming from it, as we strengthen these essences of truth, of oneness, of strength and surrender. Then, as Judy Satori has brought a message from the Holy Spirit today for us, we are magically unifying ourselves with that which we call God and having a coherent frequency come through us that co-creates a new world outside of us, one that brings back much blessings and peace. So the next time you feel like you've kind of fallen off track and you're getting stuck in that feedback loop that's perpetuating what you don't want to be experiencing in life, jump onto the website, thesoundoflight.com, or if you're on bridgeholistichealing.com, and tune in to this activation. What are we going to entitle it, Judy, so they'll recognize it when they're there? What will the title of the transmission be?
I think that just the words that you spoke, the words that I spoke.
Okay. Truth, one. No, that's okay. Truth, oneness, strength, and surrender. Okay, truth, oneness, strength, and surrender. So we'll have that posted for you soon. Don't forget to dial into it when you feel like you've gotten out of balance and you're stuck in that feedback loop that's not bringing what you want. Listeners, we leave you with great blessings today. Judy, thank you so much for joining us and bringing through the blessed word from the Holy Spirit again.
It's a great pleasure, Leslie, as always, to be on the show. And I wish all the listeners all the wonderful things that can possibly come to pass for them, and many blessings and incredible amount of love overflowing.
Thank you for joining us today, friends. And until next week, walk sacred. Blessings.
This is Judy Satori, and I want to talk to you today about some incredible new Harmony flower remedy mists that came to me quite by accident. You spray them on the back of your neck, and what they do is they support you in finding alignment with the life you would most love to create, because they help to clear all this karmic miasmic patterning that we all have and are all releasing at this time. So as you breathe in the mists, you'll find that the agitation, if you have anxiety, or the fear, if you have fear, or grief, if you have grief, these emotions, which are really unpleasant and are really only part of a release, they release. So I highly recommend them, and I found the meditation spray excellent.
To order your Creating Harmony Flower Essence Mist, go to creatingharmonyllc.com or call us on 980-202-1055. 980-202-1055 to order your own mists.